Blog Talk Radio.
And now it's time for the Saturday Spotlight with your host, Jeffrey Rochelle.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, and again, I say to radio listeners all over the world, good evening. It is Saturday, April 10th, 2021, and you have tuned into another episode of the Saturday Spotlight with your boy, the one, the only, that's E-R-Y, not R-E-Y, R-O-S-H-E-L-L, your favorite author known as Jeffrey Rochelle. And again, I say, welcome to another episode of the Saturday Spotlight. I tried to hit that note, couldn't do it. Tonight, this show will run for 30 minutes. It will only run for 30 minutes tonight, unfortunately. I did not have a regular show pre-planned, but I will be doing a part two to this show. Tonight, I'm going to talk about the publication of my fifth novel that some of you already know is out. All Marvin's Children is finally out. It is out. I want to say congratulations to the 200-something plus people who pre-ordered a copy of All Marvin's Children. So to you guys, thank you so much for the love and support. I did not expect such an outpouring for this book, but you guys, 200-plus people ordered a copy of All Marvin's Children. So again, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you guys for supporting and loving me that much to purchase a copy of my fifth novel. And I hope that you guys enjoy the read when you get your book. I stated to people this week that depending on where you ordered the book from me or the time frame I said when you ordered the book from me when I was doing pre-orders is when you should receive your book. The books are going out in two units. First unit went out this week. So everybody that was a part of the first unit, there was a lot of you all that was a part of the first unit, you should be receiving your book sometime this week in the mail. Second unit will be going out between Wednesday of this week and next Saturday. So you guys that are part of second unit should be receiving your books sometime the week after next into the following week after that. But first and foremost, you guys should be receiving your book. So be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for your book. Like I said, depending on where you ordered is when you should be receiving your book. And first hand foremost is what I meant is that you're going to be receiving your book within the next 2 to 3, 4 weeks. So just be on the lookout for your copy of All Marvin's Children. Also, KDP has official that authors can order books in hardback. So I decided to turn All Marvin's Children into a hardback copy as well, too. The only thing is that paperback copy, cover, I should say, and copy is different from the hardback copy. The hardback copy has Marvin's house on the cover, and the paperback copy has all of Marvin's children, some of the spouses, and one of the boyfriends on the cover of the paperback. So that's the only difference. The reason I did it like that is because I had two different graphic designers for both books for the covers. So I am going to be pushing the hardback because I know everybody wants paperback, but I'm going to be pushing the hardback as well, too. Or if you want to, buy both. Be a support person and buy both. You know, be that instrumental key and buy both. You know, I charge $20 for the paperback, and the hardback is going to be going for $25. But the hardback copy should be available for purchase within the week after next. I have to approve it, but I have been posting pictures on my Facebook and social media of the hardback book as well, too. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about this book. And like I said, I hope you guys enjoy the read. I do. I really do. I'm going back to design my website. I had a website years ago, but because I didn't feel like people were utilizing it or that I was not marketing it as much, I took the website down. Well, I'm going back to redesign this website because when I get big orders like I did for All Marvin's Children for my books or books to come down the line, I want to be able to have an asset for you guys to give, to post your money that way or to pay for your books that way. So this is why I'm going back to design my website. So this Wednesday, I will be going back to design a website. And it's important and essential for me as an author to have a website too. So I'm going back to design a website so you guys can have a place to go purchase books. Or if you want to purchase a book from me independently, I should say, or, you know, how I take the pre-orders, this is where you guys will go do that. Because this, it kind of, I like the fact that I interact with you guys on a personal level, and it's so much not like that. But it can also be a tedious task when you don't have someone else helping you out with that. And I know my other author brothers and sisters can contest to that. When you don't have somebody helping you out with your marketing and your promotional and all that as an indie author, it's kind of harder for you to do things on your own. So I will say this bulk order, I appreciate the love again, but it was a tedious task because I had to keep everybody's name and how many books they ordered and their money together. So that's why I said, you know what, I'm going back and I'm just going to do this website again. And that's where you guys can go and, you know, purchase my books and pay for your orders there to make it easier on me as well as you all. So I'm going back to design this website and I'm happy about that as well. This week, two things have happened, one in the world and one in my life. First, we'll start with the world. We lost rapper Mongol, DMX, rest in heaven, my brother. Oh, my God. I rocked with this man when I was in high school. I think DMX's first debut was either my sophomore. It had to be my sophomore or my junior year. He was with the Rough Riders. But that had to be my sophomore, junior year of high school when he first made his bet, his scene onto the rap world. But DMX, what an inspiration he was. And to hear him pray, I posted the prayer that he did on the show a while ago, a long time ago, I want to say. And that prayer was just so powerful. And in spite of all the things that this man had been through, and in spite of all the things that he, you know, were not, that he knew was not right and that he was overcoming and the things that he was trying to make right, he still held on to the power and the prayer of God. And I really believe that God held him in the palm of his hand, and is holding him in the palm of his hand right now. He's reached him in heaven because even though he was not the perfect person, he still believed and worshiped the Lord. And that's one of the things that caught me when I listened to his prayer. It was really powerful to hear him pray the way he did. So I really, really, truly believe that even though he was not perfect, he still has that relationship with God, and thus forth, he is in heaven with the Lord. So rest in peace, DMX. Thank you for the songs, the hits, just being you. You were not a perfect person, but you knew who you were, and as long as God viewed you and he loved you, that's all you worried about. And that was one of the things I admired about you. You kept it real. You couldn't sugarcoat nothing. You kept it real, DMX, and for that, I cherish your memories as well as I know the world will. I cherish the hit songs, the songs you gave when I was in high school that I rocked with, as well as when I became an adult and you were still on the scene. Thank you for your life and your legacy of Earl DMX Simmons. Now on to my life. As you all know that I posted on social media, I lost my grandfather this past Monday night, and this was my last living grandparent. So all my grandparents now are going on to be with the Lord, and I thank the Lord for the life and legacy of Curly Rochelle Sr. My grandfather, from what I can remember, was the driving force for my family as well as my grandmother, and he was sick as well as when my grandmother was sick. Because, you know, my grandmother, which was his wife, she died in December. And he was not too far behind her. So the kind of saying kind of goes is that when one, you know, goes, the other one's going to go. So I'm not sad. I'm happy that he's in a better place. Just a little, you know, my feelings are a little mixed. But my grandfather, my grandmother called him with her. That's all I can say is that she wanted him with him, and he went on to be with her. So I thank the Lord for the life and legacy of Curly Rochelle Singer. I thank you guys that have tremendously sent me love over this past couple of weeks, months, and days, because death has really entered my circle. I lost now my grandfather. I lost my friend Dorothea Pookie Spieth. I lost my step-grandmother on my mother's side and my grandmother in December. So death has been a knocking force on the door, and I have sustained it. I have fought it. I have, you know, I know these people are going on to a better place than beyond here. So that is my peace. That is my peace. But my grandfather was my last living grandparent. Now all my grandparents are going on to be with the Lord, and I know they at peace now. You know, no more pain, no more suffering, no more hurting. They're at peace, and they're watching over us. So I cherish the fond memories and the life and legacy of my grandfather, Curly Rochelle Sr. And again, I say thank you all for the love, the well wishes, checking on me, just making sure I'm all right. Still I'm all right, my author brothers and sisters who have done that. Thank you guys so much. I cannot say it. I'm back in blue in the face, but thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate it so very much. All right. So you guys know that, as I stated last week with the announcements and itinerary that is going on with me, that I got a show coming up. I'm a part of the Great Midwest Book Fest coming up, and then I will be traveling to Dallas and Atlanta over the summer. Again, I want to announce that on May 15th, which is next month at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, I will be live on the Sharnell Williams Show. It is a live podcast. You guys are able to click onto Facebook Live, and if you're not friends with me, because I will post it, if you will go to the page of Sharnell Williams, she will post the link as well too. But it will be a live interview. So if you guys have never seen me face-to-face, have never talked to me face-to-face, you will get your chance to see me next month at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on May 15th. And again, the 13th Annual Great Midwest Book Fest, which is hosted by none other than the phenomenal, dynamic, co-founder of Urban Reviews, Miss Radia Hubert. The 13th Annual Great Midwest Book Fest is July 12th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., and that is going to be live on Zoom. If you are friends with me on Facebook, you will get a chance to see that. Or I believe it's a link that Radia will have for you guys to log into to view us. But I am one of the featured authors for that book event. It is me, best-selling authors Jill Hunt, Donna Hill, and Knowledge Lake Kai. We will be the driving force for this year's Great Midwest Book Fest. I challenge you guys to tune into that, to, you know, just be a support force and just, you know, like I said, if you didn't get a chance, if you haven't get a chance to see me face to face, you'll be able to see me on Zoom on both of those events. But the Great Midwest Book Fest, which is taking place through a Zoom video, live video, on July 12th, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., I am one of the hosted authors of that. So I will be spearheading that with LaGille Hunt, Donna Hill, and Najalai K. And in July, I will be going to Dallas, and the end of August, early to September, I will be in Atlanta. So I got a lot of things coming up, you guys, I'm really, really excited about, As you all know, It's Gonna Rain is almost done and ready in audiobook form. So you guys can purchase that on Audible pretty soon. I will let you know about that. But the narrator she's almost completely done with that. I just have to go back and listen to chapters 1 through all the way down to make sure the audio is good to put out. So you guys can purchase that on Audible. She did a dynamic job from the voiceovers to capturing the essence of reading that book. She did a phenomenal job. So I challenge you guys to purchase a copy of that on audiobooks when it comes out. Shout out to author Honey Thomas for putting me on to the ACX Audible. Thank you so much, my sister, because this girl did a very dynamic job with this book, and I'm ready to get that out and for you guys to listen to that on audiobooks. I'm going back into the laptop pretty soon. I've been lazy, but I'm going back and writing Friday After Dark 2. You guys have been asking for Friday After Dark 2. That was supposed to go neck and neck with All Marvin's Children, but unfortunately I took a little break. But I done got a little lazy, and I got to pull myself back out of lazy mode from writing so I can get back and write Friday After Dark 2, as well as my Make It Make Sense self-help book. I want to finish that before the year is out. I want to complete these two books because I will be turning 40 in November, and I want to complete these two books before I finish, so because I'm definitely taking a break once those two books are finished for a second before I go back and write my groundbreaking seventh novel, because I don't want to consider my self-help book to be a novel, but my groundbreaking seventh novel that is going to, let's just put it like this, people that are listening tonight, and you will hear this from me, and I'll be the first to tell you guys this. This book is going to step on a lot of folks' toes. A lot of folks are going to apply this book. A lot of folks are going to really want to have a dynamic conversation with me about this book. But I believe, besides writing, It's Gonna Rain, ran an award for that one. My seventh book, which I cannot discuss the title yet, is going to raise a lot of hairs on some backs and going to give me a lot of recognition. I believe that. And it's going to get a lot of good recognition as well as some bad recognition. But I will say this, the message in that book is going to be a powerful message that some author has needed to address that I have not seen any one of my author brothers and sisters write on this subject yet. So that's why I'm trying to get to it before somebody does. Because I believe it or not, I have a lot of author friends, but I do go on everybody's pages and look at their books and see what books they're putting out and read their synopsis and everything. Nobody has touched on this subject yet. So I am going to touch on this subject before somebody does. But like I said, overall, this book is going – I really believe that this book is going to be the one that's going to put me on the map, because the subject that I talk about in this book is going to be sensitive, raw, but real, and somebody has needed to address it. And I want to be the author to do so, since none of my author brothers have done it yet. So be patient. That one is coming out. Can't talk in too much detail about that one. But when that one comes out, be on the lookout for it, because that is going to be the one that you're going to say, yes, Jeffrey Rochelle, he's written six books, but the seventh one, y'all got to read it. Got to read it. All right, so as always, this show is sponsored by the New Beggar's Pizza in Gary, Indiana, and they're located at 4345 South Broadway in Gary, Indiana. They're open tonight till 10 p.m., and they're open Sunday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and you can call your order in at 219-951-0695. Pick up your order online and get it delivered through DoorDash by visiting gary.beggarspizza.com. That's the Beggar's Pizza in Gary, Indiana, located at 4345 South Broadway in Gary, Indiana. They're open till 10 p.m. tonight, and their number is 219-951-0695. And Mickey's on Stony, located at 8126 South Stony Island Avenue in Chicago, Illinois, home of the famous jerk fries and salmon burger and the Mickey's Classic Burger. You can call in or get your delivery on order, or you can get your get delivery by ordering as well. And that number is 773-902-2800, and they're open till midnight tonight. That's Mickey's on Stony, located at 8126 South Stony Island Avenue in Chicago, Illinois, and their number is 773-902-2800. And raise the bar. Don't know if Jennifer Coles made mayor of Markham, Illinois, but I just want to say congratulations to her. She did a dynamic job, whether or not she won. If she did not win, congratulations, Jennifer. If you did not win this term, keep going for it. Don't give up. Go back and do it again. But Raise the Bar, which is owned by Jennifer Coles, they're located at 3350 159th Street in Markham, Illinois. Their hours of to further notice right now is Wednesday to Friday, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m., Saturdays 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and they're closed on Sundays and Tuesdays, and that's due to COVID right now. They have one person pickup or curbside pickup delivery. Their number is 708-566-4088. They have daily food specials. You can call ahead to see what that is. They have a candy shop on the inside. They sell their own homemade lemonade. They make cookies, cakes, and pies. So give them a call if you're in the South Suburban area. That's Raise the Bar, located at 3350 West 159th Street in Marfa, Illinois, and their number is 708-566-4088. And Pop Culture Popcorn, home of the 50-plus flavors of popcorn. They're located at 509 East 153rd Street in Phoenix, Illinois, and their hours of operation are Saturday through Sunday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., and they're closed on Monday and Tuesdays. And their phone number is 708-825-9105. It's Pop Culture Popcorn, home of the 50-plus flavors of popcorn, and they're located again at 509 East 153rd Street, and their phone number is 708-825-9105. Okay. So I want to touch a brief second because, like I said, the show is only 1 to 30 minutes. And, again, you have tuned into the Saturday Spotlight with your boy Jeffrey Rochelle. Tonight's show is only running for 30 minutes, so I have 10 minutes to be exact. But I want to get in a little bit because I'm going to talk about this again, I believe. I'm going to do another show next week, but this is going to just be part one. And we're going to talk about the love you never had. And when I say the love you never had is you spend some time with somebody on the phone or getting to know them, period, and you find out that you're liking this person, you're into this person. This person is calling you on a daily basis. You're interacting with them, but they're not reciprocating the same feelings as you. What do you do when you start to feel yourself liking this person and getting into this person, but the feelings are not mutual, and it's the love you never had, and it's like you have to break yourself away from that person, but when this person's got your heart and your head set on them, what do you do? I want to talk to you guys about that next week. I want you guys to call in and share your, if not experiences, your thoughts on that. Let's keep a clear and open mind on it because some people are going to say, well, that person just needs to get over that person and blah, 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 and you crazy and this and that. No, that are going or have been through situations like this. So I want to talk to people that have been in a situation to where you have liked someone, you knew they were the right person for you, and they just did not happen. And it was because of maybe their own, you know, faults or whatever, and you poured yourself into this person, you liking them, and you're not receiving the same energy. What do you do? I want to talk about that next week. I want to talk about that next week because I know somebody that is going through that, and it's really troubling and sad. And my first thing is when people get to communicating with a person, what are your intentions? And I know sometimes I will ask that as well, too, when I'm getting to know somebody that I'm potentially thinking about dating and taking it to another level. What are your intentions for me? Are you just fly by night or are you really interested in me? You know, and it's like getting to know a person and then you're really seeing them for who they are, but you're still feeling them, but you're seeing them for who they are. And it's like, you just trying to figure out, you know, why they're not into you or, you know, what make it make sense. Like, what is the issue or what's the forehand that I'm this, I'm that, I got a lot going for myself, but you just don't see my worth. Some people are going to say, okay, I can get away from it, leave them alone. You know, I can go on and move on my life and meet somebody else. That's fine, cool, and dandy. And that person that's into this person has to do it too. But how do you overcome that? Or what do you do when you're in a situation like that? Because like I said, I know somebody that is going through this right now. And it is very, very hurtful to see that. And to make an example of a recent situation, they were on the phone with this person, and this person was talking to them, telling them about somebody else that was getting ready to come over to the house that they were getting ready to get down with on a hookup. Like, how do you know? You know a person likes you, you're on the phone with them, but why would you fix your mouth with the disrespect to tell them about, oh, I got somebody else that's going to come over here and we finna get down? Knowing that this person that you're on the phone with likes you. Like, how do you open your mouth to do that? So I want to talk about this situation next week. And like I said, I want you guys to chime in, call in. Let's discuss this situation. Let's hear some stories if anybody got any stories. But I want to, you know, show my friend that's going through this that there is hope and life after this. And you will find you somebody that will give you the energy and the type of attention as well as reciprocate that and give you eventually the love that you need. But I want to talk to some people that have been in this situation, the love you never had. How do you go into that? How do you overcome that? And how do you fix it so this does not happen again for you? I want to talk about that next week, you guys. I really do. Let's discuss this. Please, please, let's call in, share your thoughts, share your opinion. Let's keep an open mind about this. Because like I said, some people have that bounce back syndrome really, really good. I know it kind of sways back and forth with me. I have it and I don't, but I'm glad to thank the Lord that I do have that bounce. Like I say, okay, it is what it is. But like I said, some folks don't have that. It is what it is. So let's be, encouragement, give some encouraging enlightenment and words, and let's call in and give our stories and, you know, share our own personal experiences we have with this situation. Also, I got about a good 4 minutes, but you guys, I'm going to be taking a break. You know, I always take a show break. I always call it my season finale or whatever you want to say about it before I take my little break and come back with the new season. But I'm going to take my break, I believe, in June, and I'll come back in around about the end of September or October with the next season of the Saturday Spotlight. I need a break, you guys. Summer will be here. I'll be doing a lot of traveling. I'll be, just clearing my head and doing some things. Like I said, I enjoy doing the show. I want to send special shouts out to Honey Thomas, Audrey Smiles, Deanna Boone, Crystal Smiles, Jancia Wilson, these are my favorite females who listen to me every week faithfully, if not every other week faithfully. And again, I am so grateful and thankful to you guys. And I want you ladies to call in. Call in next week and let's share your situations if you've been at that topic I'm going to talk about next week, the Make It Make Sense, the Love I Never Had part two. But thank you, ladies, so much for being listening ears. Thank you, ladies, for just being an inspiration in my life. And I'm just so grateful to know you guys. And thank you for listening every week. But again, I'm going to be taking a break around about June, as I stated, to start season three up in October or the end of September. And just to clear my mind and clear my head, I plan on taking some trips. You guys know I'm going to Dallas. Then I'm also going to sneak in and pop in on Atlanta. Knock on wood. The end of August into September. So I'm looking forward to the warm weather. Looking forward to COVID lifting. Please, 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 Lord, let this COVID lift and let us get back to somewhat of a norm. Keep us out of hurt, harm, and danger with these new variant strains that's coming in. Lord, just keep us. But, Lord, it's time for COVID to go. She done been here too long. Time for her to go. She done took out some relatives, some friends, some loved ones. It's time for COVID to go. But if you guys know any authors that would want to be a part of my shows coming up in May, if you guys know anybody that wants to do a May show, give them my information, have them DM me, let them know about the show, whatever, because I do need some shows to be done in May. If not, I'll just continue to do the one or two shows a month going into the season finale, and then that will be it for me. So as I'm getting ready to wrap up this show, I want to thank you guys for tuning in for this 30 minutes. Next week will be 60 minutes, and we'll talk about that subject of the love you never had. I hope you guys have a good week, a good rest of your weekend. And remember, only thing you do for Christ and what you do for Christ is the only thing that will last. Honey Thomas, congratulations on your grandbaby twins. Mama Audrey, thank you for listening. Jancia, thank you for listening. Crystal, Deanna, everybody else that listens, thank you. And as always, peace and love. I will see you guys next week on the Saturday Spotlight. Good night.